So, number two, bad memory. I am the unfaithful. I have a terrible memory of my events and the things that took place. A woman in my office and I got close, exchanging sex emails and chat back in 2001. My contact with her continued till about 2007 or 8. I've shared other personal things with her that were exclusively my wife's and ours before. I know that answering the questions is vital to the healing for the hurt spouse. She asked me loads of questions, and only about 1 out of 10 can I remember to answer the answer to. I'm not holding anything back. I honestly don't remember. How can I help my spouse heal and recover from this stupidity of mine? You know, I think that truly you can only answer what you can answer. I do think I would, you know, if I were you, I'd tell my wife, I will do whatever I can. I'll pray. I'll write. You know, I really do want to be able to answer your questions and just be honest about that. I would also, though, wonder exactly what types of questions it is that she's asking. And when it comes to questions, especially if it's dealing with another person, my concern is if someone begins to ask questions that are comparative in nature, where they're comparing themselves against another person, another, how do they stack up? I mean, if they're trying to get their mind around ultimately what happened between you and the other person and understand the nature of the affair, that's one thing. If they're trying to see what you shared with her versus what you shared with her, with your mate, and what's unique there, I don't know that those questions are always helpful. And I don't know how far along you are in 911 marriage. Ultimately, healing doesn't come because of the answers. I mean, she needs to see your heart, hopefully that you're trying to answer her questions. But at some point, she's also got to accept that this really didn't have a lot to do with her, and this other woman doesn't have anything she doesn't have. And maybe at some point asking her if, in a loving way, why is this important to her? I think that you may find that that may be helpful to her. I mean, she's got to figure out, you know, why, again, why is the question important? And hopefully, you know, she can kind of look at, does she already have enough information? And if you've got a therapist, I'd bring the therapist in on this question. Are we just asking comparative questions now, or where she's comparing herself against the other person? Because to me, those create a lot of intrusive thoughts. They're going to be very, very damaging. If she's got enough information to understand ultimately what really happened, more information isn't going to change that. Continue to try to, again, answer the questions as best you can. I wouldn't withhold the answers, but you might just say, you know, what is it you're trying to find out? Because maybe at the bottom of it, there's something, a deeper root issue that are causing the questions. Just a thought.